If you've ever been stopped by police for jaywalking, chances are it was a fairly routine encounter. You probably walked away with a citation or maybe just a warning. You probably were not handcuffed, tased, and arrested. But that's what happened to Zacomo Purifoy in July when Castleberry police confronted him for allegedly crossing 436 when the don't walk signal was flashing. Two officers confronted him outside an Amscot check cashing storefront and demanded his ID. He refused to produce one, argued with the officers, and things escalated. In a videotaped confrontation, a visibly annoyed police officer rushes Purifoy and attempts to restrain him. When Purifoy does not cooperate, loudly but non-violently, two officers hold him, tase him, and his companion Noel Price begs them to call a supervisor. But no supervisor appears, and the officers tase him two more times before the video ends. Purifoy was arrested and charged with resisting arrest and battery on a police officer. Price was arrested with non-violently resisting arrest. Castleberry officials stand by the officers' use of force and even told national media outlets at the time that they would use the video as a training tool. On October 23rd, Purifoy and Price went to court to ask the evidence against them be dropped, since they say police had no reasonable suspicion to arrest them. A judge denied that request, pointing out that jaywalking was reason enough. As for the question of the use of force in the arrest, that's, quote, another issue for another day, the judge said. But really, should it be an issue at all?